If you're a cleaning business owner or want to launch a cleaning business, I did a free masterclass on how to build a million-dollar cleaning business even if you have zero experience. So if you want to learn more, go to logansCleaningCo.com to create your free account. Hope you enjoy.
So now let's move on to the fulfillment. So you guys are getting value from this. We got marketing and sales. Now we're talking about the third leg of the third side of the triangle is fulfillment.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
So, okay, let's go down. Let's get deep on some fulfillment. So, clean tech SOPs. So now that you actually have a clean on a schedule, what do you do, right? We did the marketing, we did the sales, and now we actually have to do the service. And so you want your cleaning techs. Or if you're doing the cleaning, you want to have some standard operating procedures that you follow through. And so you have a consistent experience and you can give a consistent experience. So whether Sally shows up to clean the house or Melissa shows up to clean the house or Tori shows up to clean the house, if we have a consistent process, then we're able to provide a consistent experience. And that's what makes a business great. It's doing the consistent things consistently over and over again. That's literally how you make a great business. Okay. So such as SOPs, right? And specifically for cleaning, we're talking about cleaning bathrooms and kitchens and bedrooms, common areas, right? Having a process, having a system for everything. Even when it comes to like organizing your caddy or making beds or dressing pillows or vacuum lines, these are all simple things that go a long ways that when you do them consistently and you have between all your staff, they do things the same way, it impresses the client. Right. And in business that is run primarily by mom pas and people who are just, you know, they're not professional business people. Like you can really stand yourself. You can make your business stand out by simply having SOPs and being consistent with them. Really is that simple. Everything from dusting and toilets and windows and showers and mirrors, again, have a process for everything you do. And then you can bring on people and give them the opportunity to be great at what they do. Because when you're able to take what you know in your brain and you're able to put it into an SOP, you're able to then share your wisdom. And that is really the goal, is gain the wisdom, gain the skill, and then share it. Okay. And that's how you continue to level up as an entrepreneur. So yeah, so there's SOPs for everything, which is cool. Toolkits, again, we use specific cleaners. When you use the same consistent products, then you get the same consistent results. Okay. So knowing what your cleaners are, knowing what your, you know, how to use your vacuums, your mops, all that stuff, consistency always wins. And then cleaning checklist. So we have different types of cleans. And so for each type of clean, there's a different checklist. Okay. So again, if you want to create consistent results, have SOPs, have checklists. And so our top to bottom, which is our deep clean, it has a checklist that the cleaners go through and they follow. This also gets sent to the client as well, so they know exactly what's supposed to get clean. And as I mentioned earlier on the sales call, this actually gets sent to the client and says, hey, this is what you should expect to get clean. And if there's anything on here that is not on here, please let us know. That way we can actually meet your expectation. We can meet your needs. And if they don't reply back to us, then everything's good. And so if they do have a complaint at the end of it and they said, hey, I thought this was going to get done, we can go back and say, hey, did you read the email? Did you see the email where we sent you what we're going to do? And they're like, oh no. Right. And a lot of times the clients be like, oh, that's my fault. Sorry about that. Right. They can take responsibility because we documented it. Or again, let's say worst case scenario, they're like, yeah, I saw it, but I still wanted this. And it's like, it's okay. Right. It's like, okay, I totally get that. You know, our fault. We still take, like, it might not be our fault, but it's still our responsibility. It's like, yeah, totally our fault. You know what? We'll make sure that we get this right. And so, okay. So just to make sure that, you know, on the deep clean or on the general clean, it didn't have that we do ovens. Okay. But you want to do ovens, correct? Okay, cool. So when we schedule your next clean, I'm going to put ovens on there just to make sure you know, but anything else? And they're like, no, just ovens. Okay, cool. And so at that point, then the cleaner knows, the client knows, and the office knows as well. When all three of those people know, then that's how we're able to communicate properly and able to be on the same page. Okay. So that's why checklists are so important. We have a general clean checklist as well. We have move in, move out checklists, and then we have vacation rental checklists as well. And then, of course, we have trainer SOPs. So it's one thing to have your cleaner SOPs, but now you actually want to be able to train your cleaners on how to train other cleaners, right? So you don't want to be the one who's always training people. You want to teach somebody else how to train. And so we have an SOP of how to train your trainer to train new cleaners. And so they have goals. They have prerequisites for becoming a trainer. They have their own pre-training that they need to do. Okay. They have to understand how to use their caddy. They have to know how to use the supplies, and the team, they know how to teach somebody else how to what supplies we use, how to do laundry, how to do inventory, how to do their vacuum maintenance, how to use our CRM, which is ZenMade. Okay. And so once they do all the, what I call the office stuff, then how do you actually train somebody in the field? And so in the field, they actually do a 5-day shadowing in-field training where they shadow, where a new cleaning tech shadows the trainer tech SOP. And we have a process for what that looks like, right? We have a day one process, we have a day two process, we have a day three process, day four process, day five process. Okay. All these are system processes that allow us to create consistency in whether it's Sally being a trainer or Natasha being a trainer. The expectation is that all of our new cleaning techs get onboarded the same way. Okay. Again, when you become a system and a process heavy company, you become less dependent on personalities. You become less dependent on individuals. And at that point, you're looking for people who meet your core values rather than somebody who has got a specific skill, right? If you always need a specific skill set, you need somebody with the high skill sets, your pond that you're fishing from is going to be really, really small. But if you are able to teach people and you're able to train people on how to become great cleaners, how to become great trainers, then all of a sudden your pawn becomes really, really big. And that's your goal, is to have a big pawn. That's how you create a successful business. So again, lots of trainer tech SOPs, trainer's report. So this is a really cool report too, that the trainer will do at the end of their shift with their new cleaning tech. And the reason why this report is so cool is because the office staff gets to see what's happening out in the field, right? This allows for communication for us in the back, that we can see, is there any red flags? Is this person look like they're going to make it through their first 5 days? It just gives us a good pulse on what's going on out in the field. Then there's some education for the cleaners where they can learn how to prevent damage on wood floors and ovens and stainless steel that we provided them, to just ensure that we don't have to use our insurance to cover, you know, a brand new bathroom shower or replacing countertops. Like, we don't want to do that. So we teach our cleaners how to prevent those problems from happening. Right? Obviously, that's another cleaning products. So this is a really cool resource that we teach them how to do as well. And then general time standards is just have a general idea of like how long something's going to take. Obviously, everything's going to be dependent on how dirty it is and what the depth of the clean is. But again, having general time standards is good for somebody maybe who doesn't have any experience whatsoever. So, less information, right? We have our marketing, we have our sales, and we have our fulfillment. And so, based on like just those three sides of the triangle, like, you guys think you guys can build a $1 million cleaning company just with those things? Like, that's what you need. Like, that's the three sides of the triangle.